Thank you and good morning. A Merry Christmas to you all. Two men, described only as Hispanic, are suspected of playing the role of the criminal Grinch last week after an elderly woman in Salmon Creek was the victim of a home invasion robbery. Deputies contacted the 69-year-old victim at her residence on Pine Drive, and she said she was awakened by the noise the two suspects made while they broke into her house. The victim said the suspects covered her head and tied her hands and then demanded money, but she had no cash on hand. The suspects then ransacked the residence, taking her cell phone, social security card, and passport, and fled the scene. The victim said the two suspects were unknown to her, and deputies searched the area but failed to locate anyone. The investigation is underway, and it's unknown if the suspects were armed during the robbery. Christmas Eve and candlelight fit together like a hand in glove, but for thousands of Pacific Gas and Electric customers in Arcata and Garberville, Saturday's power outage was an unplanned event on a Christmas Eve calendar. More than 3,100 PG&E customers in Arcata were left in the dark at just before 6 o'clock on Saturday, and the cause was later determined to be a downed power line. Repair crews were on scene by 7, and power was restored to nearly all residents by 8:30. In Garberville, a power outage affected more than 1,700 residents in Garberville due to an outage, and no cause was provided by PG&E. Work crews were able to quickly restore full power to the majority of customers by about 6 o'clock, and for all residents by about 8:45. The Board of Supervisors has issued an emergency declaration related to the heavy damage that many county roads have suffered during the recent winter rains. Public Works Director Tom Mattson said that he needs at least $3 million to make the necessary repairs to roadways such as Shelter Cove Road, Telegraph Creek, and Dyerville Loop. The emergency declaration allows the county to seek state and federal reimbursement for money spent on repairs. Now we have our community news and Christmas. We normally use the Our Community segment to talk about the economic impact various industries have on our region, but it's Christmastide, and that means we'll take a wider view of Christmas and its economic impact. Christmas means gifts, and gift buying means the ring of the cash register. And in this country, the cash registers make a lot of noise between Black Friday and the New Year. Americans spend an average of $752 purchasing gifts for their friends and family at Christmas, and they'll shell out another $30 or so for Christmas cards. Christmas trees are a billion-dollar industry, and in 2015, more than $1.3 billion were spent on trees alone. Add in the lights and the tree ornaments and the crooked tree stand that you can never seem to get properly leveled, and those numbers increase. Overall, Americans spent more than $650 billion buying things for Christmas in 2015, and an increasing amount of that spending, $94 billion last year, is being spent online. People celebrate Christmas in many different ways, but for merchants and retailers, increased sales are what make it the most wonderful time of the year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we head into the final week of 2016, we'll take a look back at the top stories of the year, but we'll also take a look ahead at new laws that will go into effect when the clock ticks over to 2017. California Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Cy May provided the details about a new cell phone law that goes into effect next year, one that will cost a driver if they actually handle their phones while driving.
So when the original cell phone law was created, it was before some of these apps and some of these abilities that the smartphones have as far as GPS and stuff like that. And so people were still technically within the law, using their phone, holding it in their hand, manipulating it. Now the new law that's coming effective as the first of the year, you can no longer hold your phone in your hand and manipulate it.
Traffic studies have shown that a driver who actively texts while driving takes their eyes off the road for 5 seconds. Meanwhile, the vehicle has traveled the length of a football field. So there's no more holding that phone and talking or checking GPS. It must be mounted.
You need to put it on your dash and buy a little mounting bracket that usually hooks to your vents. And you can tap to answer the phone or swipe depending on what your phone does. And that's all you're allowed to do. Other than that, you got to pull over, do that sort of thing, and dial your number.
Drivers can still use hands-free devices such as a Bluetooth, but it's no longer permissible to have that cell phone in your hand. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.